Nerds.
All right, listeners, please welcome our real life finance nerd from NerdWallet, Sean.
Hey, Scott, thanks for having me.
Now, we all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but it's much more than that, right?
Yeah, so much more. I mean, even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want, you can add your top cards to a comparison table, and get access to exclusive offers.
So smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so that you can find the smartest financial products.
All right, you hear that, world. NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thank you for that important PSA, Scott.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings accounts and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks so much, Sean. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Scott, I think that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare Inc. NMLS 1617539.
Nerds.
I just need to take a second to thank Keeper Tax for supporting Success Story. I am genuinely excited to tell you about Keeper Tax. Why? Because I hate doing taxes. I hate the stress. I hate the spreadsheets. I hate the deadlines. I hate the tracking of the expenses. I hate the maximizing deductions. I hate the learning all the laws and the rules. And honestly, Keeper, it's just, they've been a game changer. Here's why I love it. Keeper automatically scans my expenses for tax deductions. I just link my cards and boom, it categorizes everything. No more messy spreadsheets, no more lost receipts, and the best part, I can see my tax savings in real time. It's incredibly satisfying watching that number go up with every purchase. On average, Keeper users get an extra $1,200 back, and that's a lot of latte. So if you want to try what's working for me, for a limited time, get a free trial and 10% off your subscription at keepertax.com/Scott. That's keepertax.com/Scott for a free trial and 10% off. Trust me, your future self and your wallet will thank you. I just want to take a second and thank Indeed for sponsoring today's episode. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out that job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. Today, your guest teacher is Rasil Khan. Rasil is a leader with a passion for AI, fintech, education, health and wellness. He has built multiple companies. Most recently, he's focused on Propel Campus. He generally focuses on all things growth. And as a serial entrepreneur, this sort of dovetails into today's topic. Of course, some things have worked, but a lot of things haven't. So today, I think it's a great topic, and I'm happy that he put this together. He's going to be speaking about all the things that he has learned from failure, something that every single entrepreneur listening to this podcast is going to have to deal with if they haven't already dealt with multiple times.
Hi all, my name is Rasil Khan. I am the founder of Propel, a professional networking platform for the new generation, and I'm here to teach you about the ugly truths about entrepreneurship and some of the lessons I've learned through failing many, many times. So to give a little background on myself, I have built multiple startups that have all failed, and ultimately I'm grateful for all the failings because the learnings and knowledge I gained through through each try has now helped me come to this point where I'm building a startup now, and I've never been more prepared. So the first thing I want to say is that it is okay to fail. When you fail the first time, your ego is going to be very hurt. But just remember that it's the start of failing was not personal. It's not a reflection on you as a person. Whether the startup failed because of the lack of product market fit, or failed because you weren't able to build a technical team out, just remember that it isn't personal, and to keep trying, gain all the lessons learned, and really internalize them for your future challenges and ventures that you are going to build. So because I've failed many times, there's a couple of nuggets of advice I want to give that ultimately might help you as a founder in ensuring that your startup is successful. So I want to say that building a technical team as a non-technical founder is going to be very, very challenging, especially if you have no funding. Prior to building this product out, motivating developers is a very hard task, and one that can only be done with either a money or a generous amount of equity in exchange. So one thing to keep in mind is how difficult it's going to be to build a solution. However, if you are motivated enough, I would strongly urge to check out no-code solutions such as Bubble, which make it very easy for non-technical founders to build an MVP platform that will ultimately help with testing the product in the market and getting traction. The second thing I'm going to say is that not everyone is going to be as motivated as you to work on your solution and your platform. Remember, your startup is essentially your child, and to expect someone else to be as committed and motivated to working on it is very challenging. However, you need to try your best to find those individuals that directly relate to the problem that you're going to solve, as those are the ones that are going to be more motivated. And as the classic cliche goes, hire fast, but fire faster. So when you're building a team out, building a strong team where all the founders have complementary skills to one another is...
Nerds! All right, listeners, please welcome our real-life finance nerd from NerdWallet, Sean.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Now, we all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but it's much more than that, right?
Yeah, so much more. I mean, even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want. You can add your top cards to a comparison table and get access to exclusive offers.
So smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so that you can find the smartest financial products.
All right, you hear that, world? NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thank you for that important PSA, Scott.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings accounts and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks so much, Sean. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Scott, I think that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare Inc. NMLS 1617539.
Nerds! I just need to take a second to thank Keeper Tax for supporting Success Story. I am genuinely excited to tell you about Keeper Tax. Why? Because I hate doing taxes. I hate the stress. I hate the spreadsheets. I hate the deadlines. I hate the tracking of the expenses. I hate the maximizing deductions. I hate the learning all the laws and the rules. And honestly, Keeper, it's just, they've been a game changer. Here's why I love it. Keeper automatically scans my expenses for tax deductions. I just link my cards and boom, it categorizes everything. No more messy spreadsheets, no more lost receipts, and the best part, I can see my tax savings in real time. It's incredibly satisfying watching that number go up with every purchase. On average, Keeper users get an extra $1,200 back, and that's a lot of lattes. So if you want to try what's working for me, for a limited time, get a free trial and 10% off your subscription at keepertax.com/Scott. That's keepertax.com/Scott for a free trial and 10% off. Trust me, your future self and your wallet will thank you. I just want to take a second and thank Indeed for sponsoring today's episode. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out that job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed.
Very important, because you don't want to have to deal with the fact that two founders are very similar in their skill sets, and now you're missing a large skill set. So definitely trying to build a team with complementary skills. And when you're building a team out, it might seem like the best idea is to work with friends, which could very well be the case if everyone is committed to the problem and wants to work together. But you have to identify very early on whether they're as committed as you and as passionate about the problem as you are. And it can be very awkward when you're working with a friend and they're not performing to the level that you would want. And it can be a very, very awkward conversation, but it's best to have it as early on as possible so you don't drag it on and on until they're essentially a cornerstone of a team and you're still feeling a little bit resentful that they aren't putting in the same work as you, whether they have the same equity chunk as you. So definitely identifying commitment as early as possible and having that awkward conversation is going to help you, and it's going to be a great weight off your shoulder. The next thing I want to chat about is how lonely entrepreneurship can be. I find that a lot of founders that are my age in the Gen Z are very accustomed to that instant gratification. I'll advise and talk to a lot of early stage founders who are super excited about their ideas, and then they launch it on social media first before the product is there, and they'll get that instant gratification with their friends, families, colleagues, all congratulating them. And it's a great feeling, but it only lasts a couple of days. And now that you're in the trenches, you're working on this startup, you're going to feel very lonely. And so the advice I can give there is to build a strong team that can support one another and keep each other motivated, because you're not going to be getting daily instant gratification, because a startup is going to be a very, very long process. So it's best to keep yourself motivated. You want to bring that intrinsic motivation out. Keep it in mind why you started and just refer back to that daily, because there's going to be many times where it gets very, very tough and you just need to pull yourself out of this hole that you've created where there's just a void of motivation. And it feels like it could be easy to quit because there's no support from social media occurring. But again, finding that intrinsic motivation is absolutely key, and having that strong support system around you, whether it's your team, whether it's your friends, whether it's your family, you need to take care of your mental health firstly, and then secondly, keep that motivation going and staying committed to the mission that you set out to accomplish. And so those are the tidbits of advice I would give to early stage founders who are looking to start their own ventures. Trust me, it is going to get very lonely, but you just have to remain motivated and committed, whether there's a lack of instant gratification or support from social media or your friends and family. At the end of the day, it's up to you to keep motivated and keep going. I hope this helped out some of you, and if any of you guys ever want advice, I'm always willing to lend a helping hand, so please don't hesitate to reach out.
That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA. All right, listeners, please welcome our real-life finance nerd from NerdWallet, Sean.
Hey, Scott, thanks for having me.
Now, we all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but it's much more than that, right?
Yeah, so much more. I mean, even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want, you can add your top cards to a comparison table, and get access to exclusive offers.
So smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so that you can find the smartest financial products.
All right, you hear that, world? NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thank you for that important PSA, Scott.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings accounts and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks so much, Sean. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Scott, I think that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare Inc. NMLS 1617539.
Nerds.
I just need to take a second to thank Keeper Tax for supporting Success Story. I am genuinely excited to tell you about Keeper Tax. Why? Because I hate doing taxes. I hate the stress. I hate the spreadsheets. I hate the deadlines. I hate the tracking of the expenses. I hate the maximizing deductions. I hate the learning all the laws and the rules. And honestly, Keeper, it's just, they've been a game changer. Here's why I love it. Keeper automatically scans my expenses for tax deductions. I just link my cards and boom, it categorizes everything. No more messy spreadsheets, no more lost receipts, and the best part, I can see my tax savings in real time. It's incredibly satisfying watching that number go up with every purchase. On average, Keeper users get an extra $1,200 back, and that's a lot of lattes. So if you want to try what's working for me, for a limited time, get a free trial and 10% off your subscription at keepertax.com/Scott. That's keepertax.com/Scott for a free trial and 10% off. Trust me, your future self and your wallet will thank you. I just want to take a second and thank Indeed for sponsoring today's episode. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out that job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed.